Aaron Rodgers actually likes his offense. Sam Darnold's spleen has passed inspection, and Cam Newton has been ruled out again this week. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Kaylin Kaler, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October 9th. Packers running back Aaron Jones was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week for his four-touchdown performance against the Cowboys. Jones tied a franchise record, one that hadn't been touched by a Packer since Dorsey Levins in the year 2000. Jones now leads the NFL with 8 rushing touchdowns in 5 games. Green Bay's new offense had a bit of a slow start to the season, and Jones's big game Sunday showed some real progress. Players look more comfortable in the system that quarterback Aaron Rodgers has often referred to as a work in progress this season. As a guest on Brett Favre's weekly SiriusXM NFL radio show, Rodgers spoke highly of new head coach Matt LaFleur's offense. He said, "I've seen progress since week one where we struggled and week two where we came out and played a little better. Three and then four, you know, we got the passing game going, and a couple days ago we got the run game really rolling. I'm really having a lot of fun right now, and I think the guys are too, and it's kind of contagious, and we're going to embrace that feeling." It's been a minute since we've heard Rodgers speak this highly of his offense. Remember, it was just a year ago when he was criticizing head coach Mike McCarthy's play calling in post-game press conferences. The Packers currently sit on top of the NFC North with a 4-1 record. Great news for Jets fans. Your quarterback is finally back from mononucleosis. Sam Darnold has been cleared for game action, and the team announced he will start Sunday against the Cowboys. Darnold was last seen in New York's Week 1 loss to the Buffalo Bills. He was then diagnosed with mononucleosis and spent about a week quarantined in his apartment. He also got strep during that time and ended up missing the Jets' last 3 games. His test Tuesday showed that his spleen had shrunk back to an acceptable size, one that would not put him in harm's way if he were to play a contact sport again. The Jets' season might seem lost in the traditional sense, but Darnold's return really matters because we haven't yet had a chance to evaluate the partnership between the second-year quarterback and his new head coach, Adam Gase. The Jets have plenty of winnable games on the schedule. They'll play the winless Dolphins twice, as well as games against the winless Redskins, similarly winless Bengals, and the downtrodden Steelers. All of this adds up to a lot of potential to see some real growth and progress from Darnold. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was ruled out again this week. He's missed the last 3 games with a Lisfranc injury, and he will not be traveling with the Panthers to London this week. In his place, backup quarterback Kyle Allen has won all 3 starts. Allen was undrafted, but so far is undefeated in the league. Allen recently talked about his relationship with Cam on NFL Network's Good Morning Football. Allen said that Cam has been at the stadium all of last week helping him prepare. He said, "He's giving me all the help he can get. Cam gets a bad rap in the media for what he's been going through, but he's been rehabbing his ass off every single day to get back." It may not seem like a big deal that Newton has been spending a lot of time with Allen, but not all starting quarterbacks are really that helpful to their replacements, especially when they are busy with their own injury rehab. According to Allen, Newton is the perfect team player right now. And this is an important detail because before Cam's injury was made public, he faced criticism for the mystery behind his declining play. And throughout his career, Cam has been called a selfish player by fans and media alike. Kyle Allen would say otherwise. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.